for. But, I mean, we're heading into mid-season now, and you should be in mid-season form. You're coming off a bye. And yes, there are some injuries, but every team is suffering from injuries right now. People are getting banged up, so you have to go with your roster. And it's just unfortunate that they just couldn't get anything going in this game. Whatever your game plan was on that, just rip it up would be my advice, and try something else. You know, look back at that win that you had just a couple of weeks ago, and try to build off of that. You're just going to have to flush this out of your mind, because this is the kind of game that can really ruin seasons and ruin careers too. Because Josh McDaniels, he's had a tough time as a head football coach. He's been known as a guru as far as an offensive coordinator position is concerned there in New England. And, of course, he had Tom Brady all those years.
It always helps.
It helps to
have the GOAT.
To have the GOAT, and that makes everybody look good. And you know, people were saying that about you know, was it Belichick and his genius, or was it a little bit of Tom Brady? And it might have been a little bit of both, because, you know, Belichick is still a good coach.
But can I tell you, I heard one of the commentators, I forget which one, talking about how Belichick always used September to kind of flesh out what the offense was going to look like, the offensive line makeup, move people around. But this ain't September. This is the beginning of friggin' November.
Yeah, it's crunch time now, and with the Raiders at 2-5, and in that division, of course, your Kansas City Chiefs on top. The Chargers appear to be solid. I know they've got, they've got injuries too. Denver, I mean, who knows where they're going to go, but despite that, no matter how bad the Broncos are, the Raiders are still in last place in that division. So they really need to clean a lot of things up. Derek Carr only had 101 yards passing in that game. And it's unfortunate for me on one of my fantasy teams, Kevin, because my regular quarterback, Justin Herbert of the Chargers, was on a bye week. So you figure, okay, I'm going to use my backup quarterback for 1 week. 1 week out of the entire season.
And it's his worst week.
And I used Derek Carr yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He gave me 2.94 points. Now, to put that in perspective, his projection before the game was 19.7 points. So
kind of underperforming, eh?
So to say that he underperformed is an understatement. So.
Oh my God! Oh, yeah. That is awful. That is awful. I'm just telling you, it was ugly. Let me just ask you: 5 losses, are the playoffs out? Is it done? We playing out the string?
Well,
playing spoiler.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you never know in today's NFL. They do play 17 games. So you look at they've played 7. They've got 10 more. They do travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars this upcoming Sunday. I would say that's a must win. That is a winnable game. You've got a 2-6 team against a 2-5 team. And if you can't beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, how are you going to beat the good teams which are in your division?
The Chiefs, the Broncos, the Chargers, et cetera.
Exactly. So, so as far as this week, you got to take it 1 week at a time. Win this next game, because if you don't, it truly is over.
Did you just say what I thought you said?
What's that?
We just have to take it 1 game at a time?
I know. Hey, I've got my Bengals coach's uniform on today.
Because?
Because today is
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football, and it's Halloween. So
I thought you were just dressed up just because it was Monday Night Football.
Well, that too. I mean, I always do that. But I wore a hat in here today too to top off the outfit.
No, you got the colors on. You're representing, and that's. It's
all I can say is hey, who day?
Hey, all I know of is there was a serious question in my mind when I heard that the Raiders were going directly to Florida, that they weren't coming home, that it was that they weren't going to be allowed back home. They weren't going to allow them across the city limits.
Could be. I mean, Florida is an open and free state, so maybe that's
there
a good
you go. Maybe that's what it, Jim, yeah. Thank you, man. It's got to get better. It's got to get better. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. Oh, we'll let you hear from Victor Jakes. He is a smart dude when it comes to politics and to public policy. Used to work for NPRI, now is a 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Raiders lose 24-0 to the New Orleans Saints at the Superdome on Sunday. Offense was stagnant, 183 total yards. They didn't get past the 50-yard line until the fourth quarter. Derek Carr threw for just 101 yards on 15 completions, also at an interception, and Josh Jacobs, 43 yards rushing on 10 carries. Alvin Kamara with 3 touchdowns for the Saints. Las Vegas has dropped 4 games on the road this season. Monday Night Football tonight, the Cleveland Browns facing the Cincinnati Bengals. The Lakers picked up their first win of the season on Sunday. They beat Denver 121-110. LeBron James with 26 points. The Lakers will be back in action Wednesday facing New Orleans. And the Golden Knights beat Winnipeg Sunday 2-1 in overtime as Jack Eichel scored the game winner. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I guess it's a cliche day today. No pain, no gain. There is another one. And what we mean by that is you approach Interstate 15 on the Beltway 215 westbound. At the 15 interchange, there's a lot of construction work going on through there. So right now, you're pretty much queued up, and it looks like you're going to be delayed as you transition from 215 West over to Interstate 15 northbound. Pack a little bit of patience as you work your way through there. Also, Interstate 15 southbound, mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. There's some lane restrictions through there as well, and we're seeing a little bit of congestion. It's a part of the Tropicana Interchange Project.
Catherine Cortez Masto has been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America in Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it. I absolutely love it. 8 days and counting to Election Day. I had a chance to visit earlier today with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I mentioned to him that we were 8 days away from Election Day, and I asked him, what's going on out there?
Well, I mean, my biggest takeaway is there's a lot less voting going on than I personally expected. They released the week one numbers over the weekend, and you can compare, you know, what happened the first week this year with 4 years ago. And, you know, you would have thought, well, we have universal mail ballots, you know, there's all this money being spent on ads, you know, turnout would just blow away what we saw 4 years ago. And it's not the case. I mean, turnout's down 7-8%. And it's an interesting thing is it's not just Democrats who aren't turning out. Republicans haven't shown up. And, you know, and so it's hard, you know, it's not an apples to apples comparison because we didn't have universal mail balloting in 2018. And so it is certainly possible, you know, that Republicans are waiting to vote. They're waiting for Election Day. They're waiting as early voting goes on, and that Democrats have kind of, you know, got their most likely voters to go out early. But usually, you know, you have a pretty good sense after a week of kind of where things are headed. And I think there's a lot of unknowns here.
Does it tell you anything about what's happening with independents at all?
No, I mean, independents are actually were the group that were more likely, you know, that, you know, Democrat numbers are down statewide, Republican numbers are down statewide. But compared to 4 years ago, more independents have voted. You know, and I think part of that is the, you know, the universal automatic voter registration of the DMV. There's just a huge amount of people now registered to vote who weren't 4 years ago. I mean, something like 300,000 people. And so you've got a few of them trickling in. And so I think, you know, it's obviously a very important question what's happening with independents. And so you can't tell necessarily with just the voting numbers, but, you know, by the polling and by just, you know, what's likely to happen given that the Democrats are in power, I would assume they are tilting Republican, and certainly more so than 4 years ago. But, you know, we won't necessarily know until all the votes are counted.
Will there be any polling, any public polling that we'll be able to see between now and Election Day, do you think? For instance, is your newspaper doing anything for this weekend?
You know, I don't know if the RJ is. I mean, there have been a series of polls come out. I saw one from the New York Times today. It had the race at between Laxalt and Masto at 47-47, I believe. And so, you know, that's kind of where the polls have been at. It's close. You know, Laxalt, I think, is the real clear politics average. He's up a point. And so Trafalgar actually came out with one last week where he was up 4 points. Univision had one put out last week. They had Masto up two, but that was a registered voter instead of a likely voter poll. Insider Advantage did a poll. They had Laxalt up two. And so, you know, he's got the polling lead. But, you know, it kind of comes down to, you know, who's going to show up and vote. And, you know, it's just, you know, if you follow the pattern of 2020, when we did have universal mail ballots, Republicans are looking really good. They're running ahead of, you know, the percentages they had at the comparable time 2 years ago. But the, you know, to me, the biggest thing is just, you know, it's just the lack of people voting is the most surprising thing.
Any reason why?
You know, I've been kicking that around. I mean, I think, you know, you could say, you know, it makes sense for Democrats not to have voted because Biden's in office and he's terrible. The economy's terrible and Trump's out of office. And so, you know, there's less reason to vote. You know, and the positive case for Republicans, which certainly could be the case, is, you know, they just have now been conditioned and are more likely to vote late. You know, there's a number of Republicans, I thought among Republicans that, you know, you've got to vote on Election Day, and that's going to, you know, kind of prevent Democrats from stealing things beforehand. And so that could be, you know, delaying turnout to later. But I just don't think we know exactly. And it could just be that, you know, the ads have been so negative that it's just depressed turnout all around. And so, you know, I it'll be really telling to see this week, you know, if more Democrat ballots come in, because I really think Republicans are going to do well on Election Day.
Let's go through the congressional races. Tell me the races that you feel good about for Republicans and the ones you don't feel so good about.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know some really smart people, and they think April Becker is basically already won. You know, Democrats, I think, still have a ballot lead there, but she's run a really good campaign. I've heard rumblings that, you know, national Democrats are already trying to interview people to replace Susie Lee. They pulled $2 million out of that race last week. And so I think, you know, April Becker is very likely to win. I think Robertson is in a really close race. The New York Times had a poll showing him and being tied at 47%. You know, I think Horsford, you know, for among the Democrats, is in the best position to retain a seat. But, you know, yesterday his wife put out a Twitter thread basically accusing him of, you know, not being a very good husband. They've been kind of having a anyway, I don't want to get into all of it, but, you know, she certainly has some justifiable complaints, to put it mildly. And, you know, maybe that shakes the race up, and but we'll see.
Well, and we'll have Sam Peters on to talk about that Horsford thing that supposedly Horsford and his attorney wanted her to sign a non-disclosure agreement, which she has so far refused to do so. What do you know about that, or is that legit, or what?
Well, I mean, I haven't confirmed it. She, you know, she would certainly be in a position to know. You know, one would suspect, and so that's exactly what, you know, what she said. She said that they, you know, they're getting a divorce in Horsford, and or maybe they already are divorced. I'm not sure, but you know, that Horsford and his attorneys wanted her to sign a document saying she wouldn't discuss their marriage, and that, you know, she could be fined if she did so. And, you know, she kind of concluded her Twitter thread accusing him of violence and bullying. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much play that gets and you know, if that moves voters. You know, and it could be a close race.
Is it surprising to you that the fake news media has not really jumped all over this Horsford thing? Because this has been out there, the estrangement of that relationship for the entire campaign, and yet it hasn't hardly even come up.
I know. It's great to be a Democrat sometimes. I mean, it's kind of just an incredible story, and the scandal, and you know, the affair that he admitted to having, and you know, it's just been mostly radio silence. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what Peters can do with it. And I think that's the type of thing that can move voters. That can move voters away from a candidate. But we'll have to see, you know, how much it ends up mattering.
Is it disappointing to you? It's disappointing to me because I like being able to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges, that we haven't had more debates locally.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely a disappointment. I mean, I think that's something that, you know, voters have a right to hear from the candidates and should be able to see them contrast, you know, their ideas and be challenged. And I think people are missing out. Now, do I think that's going to make a big difference? I don't think it really would have made a difference in terms of where the races end up. I mean, I think you need a situation like Fetterman in Pennsylvania where, you know, one candidate just comes out and is just clearly incapable, you know, just because of his stroke performing the duties and talking coherently. And unless you had something like that, you know, I don't think debates tend to matter. But I think they're still important, and I wish, you know, I think that's how ideas get debated and discussed, and, you know, people should be able to compare the candidates in that way.
There you have it, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Don't forget, this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Murder and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love this. Halloween! Everybody dresses up. In fact, I was in a local bar the other day, and a guy named Bob, good guy, We were at Whiskey's over on Warm Springs and Lindell. And he found out what I did, and he said, well, what station are you on? I said, AM 670 KMCQ. And it turns out that he's a listener. And he said, I listen to you. I heard Tulsi Gabbard on Friday. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. We had pictures taken, the whole thing. We had so much fun. Bob, thank you, man. Nice. It was nice to meet you. Tell you what let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Great to talk to you again. Been listening to you for years.
God bless you.
I actually have, and I love meeting you, especially when you have a chance to come to the Republican Club. I have a little Sam Peters story to tell you, a little something about this man's character. And I know you've interviewed him many times. I don't need to tell you, but this is one of those inside baseball, behind-the-scenes things that my friend Michelle and I, we used to put together a lot of the Trump car rallies that would drive through town. And I volunteered and helped Wayne when he did his big one from the Ahern that went down the strip.
Yes.
And so because I was working and I was volunteering, I was actually one of the last cars to come out. I pulled up the tail end of it. And as everybody was leaving, there was this one lone guy that was standing out there waving the American flag, doing nothing more than waving at everybody and greeting everybody as they were getting ready to drive up and down the strip. And that one lone guy was Sam Peters. Of all the 10,000 people that were there, Sam was the only politician that I know of that showed up and that actually came out and talked to people and greeted people. And I would dare say at that time, probably half the people there didn't even know who he was, but
wow.
He was doing it anyway. And that was the day that I met Sam, and I told him that day, which is, I'll tell you now, and I will declare before all of Las Vegas, one of my greatest regrets. And when I see Sam again, I have got to apologize vehemently. I told him at that time, if you run for office, I will help you and I will volunteer. And unfortunately, over the course of the last year, my business has exploded. And I'm putting in 80 to 100-hour weeks every single week, and I was unable to fulfill that obligation to him. Because I don't know if you remember me. I've talked to you many times.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the guy that is the leathersmith, and my wife is a silversmith, and we do leather belts and belt buckles at rodeos and state fairs. And so I just got home 2 days ago from the Texas State Fair. And so I figure being out there and not being home, my job is like our previous mayor, cheerleader for Las Vegas and cheerleader for you and Wayne, and telling the whole world about how to get involved and what to do and get in the game. But I just had to let you know that Sam was the one guy standing there alone when nobody else showed up.
He's going to be your congressman in CD4. I have this feeling.
Wife and I have already voted for him.
Good for you. Mike, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you out in public sometime real soon, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, man. Boy, what a great story. First person testimony. Somebody that's actually dealt with Sam Peters. And been able to see him, not when he's running for office and shaking hands and kissing babies, but just when he's just being himself. And that's why Sam Peters is a good, good person. And he's going to make for a great congressman. He really honestly is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to